This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. That's really good stuff. Delicious stuff, really. If you put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase after you get all your stuff together, however much you want. My patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there, too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some PlayStation news. We got some demos to try out. And Dragon Ball, what did you do? But we begin today with Nintendo. Eurogamer.net said that some former Nintendo staff members said that the weird Mario curtain photo will not happen again. Now, on Twitter, back in October 2016, there was a photo of someone where Mario was peering around the curtain. And that was to bring some hype to the Nintendo Switch. But Kid Alice and Krista Yang did talk about their incident on their podcast, Nintendo Life. And here is what they said. This is Yang talking. Quote, "This was very controversial. The person that had this idea was the former head of social. The person commissioned a photo shot for the Mario costume character in the office to go. They basically staged a Mario costume character going behind the curtain and doing the thing. It caused some concern, actually, because, of course, Nintendo doesn't want to not manage people's expectations, and this was too much in the zone of speculation. What could it be? Is it too much of a tease for something as big as a console reveal? So it didn't go over too well. Then, of course, it got memed into oblivion and people were kind of upset about it, honestly." So Ellis did reply, quote, "Here's the thing about these big beats and moments like this. You always need more assets than you think you do. And in this case, there was clearly no asset to pair this news, and nobody wants to put out a tweet that has no image with it. So it's like, well, what can we do? There's always some spreadsheet that's like, here, every single asset we need, every single sizing, every single use. And I think in that case, they must have missed out, because why else otherwise would they be taking a last second picture of Mario in the shower, you know?" End quote. But they did say that this will not happen again. And that was towards the end of the show. So obviously, if you see a picture like that, that won't be linked to Switch 2, because they would be afraid of lawsuits if something creepy like that showed up. And speaking of lawsuits, the lawsuit against Microsoft and Activision that was filed by a group of gamers have been settled and has been permanently dismissed. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com. And that was after 2 years after it was filed. The antitrust lawsuit against Microsoft has been dismissed for good. Well, there has been a lot of pushback from people and the Federal Trade Commission when the plans were announced. But this group did not give up, even after the buyout went through, because they still wanted to be in the lawsuit called the Gamers Lawsuit, which was officially known as Dante Damani et al. Versus Microsoft Corporation. Now, The Hollywood Reporter did report yesterday that the case has been settled and has been dismissed permanently, so that way it cannot be filed again on a later date. Now, the terms of the agreement were not revealed, but both sides will be paying their own legal fees. So that is the end of that. But the FTC may be picking this back up, or at least their lawsuit. So this is still worth watching. So you know we'll keep our eyes on it. Now, Nintendo canceled a project. According to NintendoEverything.com, they commissioned Bandai Namco, and since Bandai Namco, I said Bandai, no, it's Bandai, they're cutting back on the workforce, which also did tie into Nintendo. Because Bandai did report that there was some lackluster demands, and that did cause the company to cancel some games. And they had to scale back on the employees, which basically they had to lay off people. So they did adopt some of the Japanese approach to reduce the staff. And Bloomberg did note that there's 200 of the 1,300 staffers, and 100 of them did resign. And there's going to be even more departing in the months ahead. So 200 of the staffers were sitting in the rooms, and half of them did resign. So here's what Bandai Namco did say in a statement. Quote, "Our decisions to discontinue games are based on comprehensive assessments of the situation. Some employees may need to wait a certain amount of time before they are assigned to the next project. But we do move forward with assignments as new projects emerge. There is no organization like an Odeshi Beya at Bandai Namco Studios designed to pressure people to leave voluntarily. So that's what they did. So layoffs are indeed happening. But layoffs would have an effect on games development. But it's not going to affect this one. GamesRadar.com did say that Delta Force is coming back. Yes, that's a 25-year-old game, and it is up on the Steam Next Fest. And right now, it is one of the most wishlist games on Steam itself. So, if you do get the game, you'll be a Delta Force Army operative. And you might be able to choose the year between 1993 or 2035. And you just get to shoot stuff. Because the 1993 timeline could be the recreation of the Delta Force Black Hawk Down from 2003. And that's where the players get to do the Battle of Mogadishu, which is a pretty big fight. Now, this iteration of Black Hawk Down is on the Unreal Engine. And we will be seeing what happens with the Delta Force on the next fest. I know it's not there. BG247 said that Diablo 4, the Vessel of Hatred, is going to get an update. And if you got the Spiritborn, yeah, you're not going to like it. You're going to get nerfed. Now, the Vessel of Hatred, according to fans, has been doing really well. And a lot of the love went to the design of the Spiritborn class. And that goes along with the new zone that you get to explore, because that did get some praise from the game's community. But like I said, Spiritborn's going to get nerfed, because there are some builds that you can find there online for the Spiritborn. And in the next update, well, not the next update, one of the next big updates, we'll have a nerf on the Spiritborn builds that rely on casting evade and be exploiting the animation. Why? Because the builds do rely on a bug, and they ruin the experience for nearby players. So here's what Adam Fletcher did say there on Twitter. Quote, "This is a bug as Spiritborn is able to break animation frames during evade immediately. We will be fixing this so you won't be able to evade instantly during another one, and instead it will be normalized to the standard evade cast rate in all situation," end quote. So evade's gonna go down. Yeah, you got nerfed. Don't feel bad. PlayStation got it too, because they're losing a bunch of big games this month. So if you want some of these games, get to it. That would include Red Dead Redemption 2, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Teardown, Chorus, Dragon's Dogma, Dark Horizon, What Remains of Edith Finch, Overcooked 2, Kingdom Hearts, and the Kingdom Hearts Medley of Memory, and The Sims 4 City Living is the DLC. So look at the games that are up there if you got a PlayStation, and if you want them, get them quick. Like, people got these quick. PlayStation Lifestyle said that PlayStation 5 Pro pre-orders went up because they were really hitting the Amazon charts in a lot of different reasons, even though they cost $700. And it's still got one of the best video game products in North America and Europe, because they hit the number one spot in both regions over the weekend. In fact, Zobi Tech Pro said on Twitter, quote, "PlayStation 5 Pro, best-selling console on Amazon in the UK, Germany, Italy, Japan, France, and Spain. And right now in the US, the PlayStation 5 Pro is the 7th best-selling video game that is only behind items such as gift cards. But in the PlayStation games category, It's in the number one spot. I wonder what could be on it. How about Dragon Ball Sparking Zero? Because Gamatsu did say that it hit 3 million sales in 24 hours. Yes, it did. A lot of sales. That was after launch on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC via Steam. So well done to Spike Chunsoft. I do apologize for the noises. Some things are out of my control. But that's okay, because if you want to play that, well, there's some 1 terabyte consoles coming for you. And the sales are up now for Xbox via purexbox.com. Yeah, that's happening right now. The Xbox Series X, they're the 1 terabyte all digital, Robot White, is about $450. The Galaxy Black is $600. And the Series S, which is $350. So if you want those things, they are up for purchase. And while you're on your Xbox, you can check out these games. South Park, The Fractured But Whole, that'll be tomorrow. This is all for the Game Pass and the Xbox console or consoles. Donut Country, MechWarrior 5 Clans, those two are October 17th. Call of Duty, Black Ops 6, and Modern Warfare 3, and Warzone will be coming out October 25th. Ashton will be coming out October 29th. Dead Island 2 will be coming out October 31st. StarCraft Remastered and StarCraft 2 Campaign Collection will be coming out November 5th. Those will be on Game Pass. Thank you, GameSpot, for that one and for this one, because they made a list for the Steam Next Fest October, and they said that here are some of the best demos that you could play. AI Limit is one. Achilles Survivor. I'm just going to give you a few of them. Iron Saga Versus. The Chronos Event. Midnight Murder Club. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Splinter Fate. Knights in Tight Spaces. Heartworm. Quite a few games. That's what they listed. So you can go check out some of your favorite ones, like Battle Train, up on Steam. Now, there's a release date that's set for Nintendo, and it's called Petite Island via NintendoEverything.com, and that'll be coming out November 14th, 2024. It looks like a little exploration type game. Oh, but there are sales as well. PC Games N said that if you like Tomb Raider, the Remasters trilogy is now 85% off at Humble Bundle. Well, it's up to. Some of them are 50% off, like Tomb Raider 1 through 3 Remastered. The Tomb Raider Anniversary is at 85% off. Underworld's 85% off. So on and so forth. Tomb Raider 1 through 3 Remastered is $30 retail. Humble Bundle is selling it $15. Half off. We like sales. If you like concerts, if you like PlayStation, the PlayStation Concert World Tour has been announced. GG Mania said that it will start April 15th, 2025 in Dublin, Ireland, and will go to more than 200 cities across Europe, the UK, and United States, and even more than that. Ticket sales start tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and I'll be on their official website, playstation.com/theconcert, and you have to use the promotional code PLAYCONCERT24 to gain access. Oh, that would be something to see. Last of Us, God of War, Horizon, something to see. This has been a Don Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll play some games, people.